Technologic.
Everything from bikes to bike sharing rentals like Citibike relies on technology of one sort or another. Jeff Olson from Alta Planning is working with New York City on Citibike, doing a project in Saratoga and working on the Saranac River Trail Greenway in Plattsburgh and environs. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Thank you very much for being with us. Also, our tech guru, Jesse Filer, is with us. He is president of Friends of Saranac River Trail. In addition to his work with technology, his latest is a book about Apple's new HomeKit technology. There is a lot going on with the trail and the expansion of the Saranac River Trail Greenway, including a booth of the Clinton County Fair opening today and a public meeting this evening at 6 p.m. at SUNY Plattsburgh. And it's always a pleasure to welcome Jesse Filer to our program.
Good to be here.
Wonderful to have you with us. Jesse isn't in the studio because he's setting up for a county fair.
Actually, I'm not setting up right now. This is my excuse to not help.
Oh, okay.
And Jesse, coming from someone who's volunteered so much, that's okay for you to say it.
Well, it's good for you, and I'm glad you took the time out. It's very warm. So, Jesse, let's talk first, sort of set this up of where we are, technologically speaking, when it comes to bikes and bike sharing and why this has become such a big deal.
Well, basically, and Jeff knows a lot more about this because he's doing so much bike work, but what's happening is that back in the technology world, location is becoming an incredibly important feature, and that's what we're talking about, and we keep thinking about how we can work with technology, which is now built into every device, and that's how people are getting directions, and that's how people are sharing bikes, and there are new links that we have up now on how people can use services to find people to park their cars using the web. But basically, it comes down, a lot of it is to bike sharing. How is bike sharing made possible? How would it be possible without technology? And maybe Jeff can jump on that.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
Sure. And you know, some of the simplest technologies are the kinds of trails we're seeing in so many communities throughout New York State. The Saratoga Greenbelt Trail, the Complete Streets Plan we're doing there, Plattsburgh, the Saranac River Trail, and the Greenway extension for another 26 miles that we're working on now to create the places where people can walk and bike safely. Bike sharing has become somewhat of a technological phenomenon. Our company launched the systems in New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and D.C. and other cities, and ran more than 30 million trips with zero fatalities. The technology is very elegant. It's solar-powered, Wi-Fi-enabled. Dock a bike, take it out with a swipe of your credit card or a key, and people really have just, it's been a great success.
When did communities start looking at this as something viable?
Well, I think the rise of the bicycling and pedestrian movement, and I think, as Jesse says accurately, it's about location. If you look at walk score and bike score on the web, and you can see people rating their own communities and how successful they are on those scores, that trend made it possible for bike sharing to happen. Bike sharing then became the thing that really has become the iconic moment, and certainly city bikes in New York City, so many celebrities on them, on the opening credits of Annie. We were very happy to be on The Daily Show, one of my favorite segments called Full Pedal Racket.
Mm-hmm.
And literally millions and millions of people using that because the cities have made their streetscapes and their trails better.
And that's what it gets down to. I mean, you can have the technology, which we'll get into more in just a moment, but you have to actually have the trails. You actually have to have a safe place for people to be able to ride their bikes.
Yes, and we've seen that happen. Maybe people would be surprised, but cities like Washington and Boston and New York have done incredible, fantastic successes in the last couple decades. And you know, I've been working on this for 30 years of my life. I would say the first 29, you were pushing a rock up a hill, and all of a sudden in the last year or so, it feels like we're downhill with the wind at our back.
Was New York the big push over?
Well, because of the media success. D.C. certainly was very important because of its impact on even national politics, and the opinion of members of Congress was shaped in part by bike share and the streets that the city has made. But with the media in New York and the tremendous attention this has gotten, has really become a game changer worldwide.
So as it comes to technology, Jesse, how is that instrumental in this and allowing people to know where to go, know where they're going, and where they can get the bike and bring it back?
Well, anything involving location with technology today is much, much easier than it was to do even a couple of years ago. And one of the things we were talking about last night, in fact, in terms of the Saranac River Trail and the Greenway, we were trying to think of what are the places on the trail that, you know, people would be interested in. And as we talked, something very interesting happened, I thought, which is that we realized that when people are using trails, whether they're biking or walking or blading or boarding, whatever they're doing, it's a different speed and a different perspective of what you're going through. And people, we were sitting having dinner around the table, all basically relating the same story, which is that we were seeing things we had lived with for years and years and years, and we had never actually seen them before until we were wandering around slower and at a different perspective of what we're looking at. And I'm assuming that happens on every trail, but it's quite remarkable. The stuff that is sitting here that we're providing access to, as soon as you put trails in there and put people there at a lower speed and a different point of view.
So can I ask the dumb question? In my brief foray into bike sharing, the problem I had was when I tried to access the technology, I couldn't get a cell signal, which seems to me to be a fairly large hurdle to cross. And I realize that it's difficult in cities, although I would think it would be difficult in some places along the Saranac Rail Trail as well.
I'll answer that because I think, you know, in part, yeah, it's a tremendously complex thing. We test different signals, different provider signals in New York City, and the system operates on different networks in different places based on that signal strength. Certainly when you get to places like the farther reaches of the Saranac River Trail heading into the Adirondacks, it gets more and more to be a rugged and rural experience. And people enjoy trails everywhere in New York State, from the High Peaks to the Erie Canal to the New York City Greenways and everything in between. The data that's available now to be able to access and know where you are and use GPS tracking, apps like Map My Ride that can tell you where you went and how far and what elevation gain and what speed, and then that data becomes available for public use. Saratoga uses C-Click Fix, which allows people to report issues that they see, and we can turn those into a plan for complete streets by using that data, looking at the information, and crowdsourcing that information.
And the other thing that's really important to remember is that the issue of signals and location awareness on mobile devices is not a trail issue. I mean, I don't know how many people are working on this problem, because everyone is trying to do it, whether it's to make trails happen, to make bike sharing happen, to make events happen. This is a known issue, and it's amazing, really, how quickly we're filling in the gaps.
And I guess that is the important point, that even though it may cause a moment of frustration, you can assume that somebody is working feverishly to try to get it for a whole host of reasons.
And chances are, if you look around, you can even see the person working.
But when you see the sort of higher order uses of that technology, and I'll use City Bikes as an example, the app that locates where you are tells you where the nearest station is, how many bikes are available, how many docks are available. It's actually linked to street view level maps. An incredible set of technology. If you think back 20 years ago, we couldn't possibly have done it then.
I would disagree with you. I'd say if you think back 5 years ago, you couldn't have done it.
So the Saranac Rail Trail, so who ultimately looks over and says, this is where this is going to go, this is how long it's going to be, this is what's going to be available, and this is how it's going to work?
Well, like many communities in New York State, we've been fortunate enough to work with Plattsburgh and Clinton County. This is a project funded by the Department of State, and we thank them for their help. We're in the midst of analyzing that right now, and we're using everything from Google Earth to old topo maps to try to figure out what the best possible routes are. Jesse and the volunteers that are working on this project are really the heart and soul of it. We've managed to successfully build the Saranac River Trail in through downtown Plattsburgh, and certainly with thanks to the SUNY campus, who allowed part of the trail to go through there. And now the community is excited enough and wanting to go further, and that's the process we're in right now. So hopefully people come out to the county fair today and to the meeting tonight, and we'll get some good ideas.
And the river has a lot to say about it too, doesn't it, Jesse?
The river has veto power. The river has the last word.
And what is the Jeff, when you look at that of working with nature and all it can bring us, is that something? I assume you have to be very proactive of assuming what could happen and then also dealing what actually happens.
Certainly, and as we see some of the effects along our rivers in the Catskills and Adirondacks, we've done master plans for Green and Ulster County. And we certainly know that some of those issues are very significant in a post-Irene upstate New York. At the same time, you know, we are environmentalists at heart, and we want to make sure that we can connect people in the environment, make that human and natural connection something that's people's everyday experience. And that's the beauty of trails, is being able to hopefully make every home and every business a trailhead and give people a chance to get access to the places they want to see.
Jeff Olson's new book is The Third Mode Towards a Green Society, and the book basically, the third mode being?
Walking, bicycling, and everything that moves without a motor.
Okay, and that we can be a mode of transportation, whether it be on our feet or on a bike, and also, as you point out in the book, that this is a fairly simple solution, and really the cost is relatively?
Yes. This is, I used to have a sign in my office that said it's cheap, it's easy, and it works. And, you know, that's really the message, is that when we look at the complex issues of public health and climate change and job creation, quality of life, making places more walkable and bikeable is a big part of the solution to those issues.
So on a day like today, when you ride your bike, you're still going to end up sweaty though, right?
Sure, but lots of places provide access, either to local health clubs, YMCAs, and other places where people can take that break. And we've worked all over the world in places like Rio and Johannesburg and Dubai. People bike or walk at different times of day and take advantage. Last night was a beautiful evening here in upstate New York, which is my favorite place in the world. So, you know, it's not every trip every day for everybody, and I like to say that this is a 10% solution that you can accomplish with 1% of your investment.
So the expansion of the Saranac River Trail Greenway will have a public meeting this evening at 6 p.m. at SUNY Plattsburgh. Is that correct, Jesse?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And people can find out more information about that. And you'll also be having a booth at the Clinton County Fair. And will people see you at the fair, Jesse, if they come at a certain time?
Well, I mean, it's not like Santa Claus. Yes, I'll be there. And I'll be at the meeting tonight. And we'll
All right.
be glad to... talk to people about what's going on and get their opinions.
We'll Excellent. Both be there, yes.
Wonderful. You can find out more information by going to SaranacRiverTrail.org, SaranacRiverTrail.org, NorthCountryConsulting.com, and you've got links up, Jesse, I assume?
Yes.
Excellent. NorthCountryConsulting.com to find out more information about this topic. Jeff Olson, Jesse Filer, thank you so much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.